out of the Tampa St. Pete area, and he joins us live here on Braves Radio 640 GST. Mr. Pullen, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
What do we know about these bomb blasts and this attack? A lot of people assumed right from the get-go it's Al-Qaeda. Does this look like Al-Qaeda? Does it feel like Al-Qaeda? And how long will it be before we actually know if it's Al-Qaeda?
Well, if you look at the attack methodology and the target selection, it does fit the Al-Qaeda profile. What I mean by that is we're talking about multiple targets simultaneously or within a very short amount of time, coordinated for maximum impact at the prime time. You know, obviously travelers were going to work that at that time. So my gut instinct is yes, it is an Al-Qaeda or Al-Qaeda affiliate. Whether it was, you know, locals or homegrown extremists in London or from outside the country, that question is still, you know, obviously unanswered. But my feeling is that those were probably, for the most part, local insurgents or extremists that were part of this attack. I mean, London's been, you know, full of extremists for years, decades actually, and there's a very strong network of these folks in London.
So it's safe to assume these weren't necessarily imported terrorists, but these were folks who may well have been homegrown. These may be second-generation terrorists, right?
Right. And an example of that would be Richard Reed, who tried to blow up his tennis shoes on an airline. He was indoctrinated and recruited from a mosque within London. So that gives you an example of what I'm talking about.
Again, Casey Pullen joining us. He's with Critical Intervention Services in Tampa, St. Petersburg, Florida. He is a terrorism expert. And I guess the next question is, what is the connection? Is it G8? Is it the fact that the Olympics were awarded to London yesterday? Or is it just happenstance that the G8 happened to be there?
Well, I think the G8 may have played a role, but more importantly, and the primary reason, I think, was probably twofold. One, to let us know, the Western nations, that Al-Qaeda is fully operational and capable of carrying attacks within the heart of our democracies. And London, you know, stands as a beacon for the Western countries. And then the other, I think, is a message to send out to their recruitment efforts and to their own network of supporters that we are out here, we are hitting them, we are at war, and we are winning. We are committing attacks and getting away with it. I think that's the overall message, I think, that they wanted to get out. The fact that they selected, that their target selection was mass transit is not surprising at all, because we've seen this not only in Spain, but we've seen this type of tactic used in many, many other countries, from Israel to Russia, even as far back as the sarin attacks in the Tokyo subways, if you remember that. So the mass transit is a very vulnerable target for us, and it is easy for them to carry out those attacks. I think what's important is that if we do identify that there was a suicide bomber involved, and we haven't confirmed that, but if there was, I think we're looking at a new tactic being used against Western countries. That would have been the first suicide attacker in a Western country. What I mean by that is, you know, like a G8 type of country, United States, Canada, and so on and so forth. And I don't mean an attack. I don't mean a suicide attacker like in a plane. I'm talking a suicide bomber that takes months and months of indoctrination and usually always carries out their attack successfully.
How long was this attack in the planning stages? And I know if you look at the 9/11 commission, they seem to indicate that 9/11 was a long time in
sure.
the making. Is it Al-Qaeda's MO that they can,
yes.
Are they very deliberate, or can they turn on a dime and create something
No, terrorism doesn't, the tool of terrorism, which is a tool, terrorism is a tool, the extremists use terrorism as their tool. You can't commit a terrorist attack on a dime. You have months and months of planning, especially if you're doing multiple targets with multiple deliveries. I mean, the variables in doing that is almost impossible to control. But Al-Qaeda, time and time again, whether we're talking about the Kenya attacks, whether we're talking the World Trade Center or anything else, has always been successful, usually 100% successful, in their attack rate when they commit to that surveillance and the intelligence gathering and everything else, and then execute the attack. So, it is a complicated attack to carry out, and I think Al-Qaeda is pretty much one of the very few in the world that can do that.
Right now, the death toll at 33 dead, 300 injured. Those numbers may well go up as the afternoon and the day continues in London. Does it matter to Al-Qaeda how many? For instance, 3,000 dead on 9/11, very impressive, terror around the world, but can they accomplish the same thing with 33 dead?
Yes, because of how they've switched their target selection. Now, keep in mind, though, that this number, usually preliminary numbers on bombings, go up dramatically from initial reports. So that number may change significantly within the next day or so. But the targeting is different. The message that they're sending is different. Hitting the towers is a symbol of our economic power and so on and so forth, our domination over the world, if you will. When you hit mass transit and you hit grocery stores and you hit shopping centers, those are areas that directly hit the nerve of the population, of the citizenry, because they have to shop. They have to go out in the streets. They have to use these bus systems and metro systems and so on and so forth to get to and from work and wherever they want to go. So there's a shift in the targeting, and that targeting specifically is directed at creating reaction and fear in the population.
And in fact, all you have to do is look at the D.C. sniper case.
That's
and how there were
example.
Just a handful of people killed, but yet that entire area, because it was convenience stores and filling stations, places where people have to go.
When an FBI employee gets shot down coming out of Home Depot.
Exactly.
It says that anybody can get shot coming out of Home Depot, and that is the difference. And you're absolutely right. It's very astute for you to pick that up. I think you're the first one in the entire 20 or so interviews I've done this morning that locked onto that. You're absolutely right.
Let me ask you, how long will it be till we get a pretty good idea at who was responsible for this and if there are still people out there to be caught or killed as a result of this? I mean, is it going to take us long to figure this out? Is this
no.
a long process?
The Western countries are very, very good at tracking information after an act and tracking the bad guys down and apprehending them or killing them. We're very, very good at response. So, no, I don't think it'll be that big of a problem. If you look at the plots, for example, in the New York subway system and some of the other attacks over the past decade, we've always been very good at finding out who they were and most of the time apprehending them. Now, in this case, though, the trick is, how do you identify those guys prior to the attack? That is what's difficult, to where you can prevent the attack from occurring. And that's where we're not very good at. We're good at reaction. We're very poor at proactive intervention.
Mr. Pullen, I know we're going to learn more as the hours and the days go on. I thank you for sharing some time with us here on Braves Radio 640 GST. I really appreciate it.
Anytime, no problem.